Mark chapter 6, verse 8. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts. In case you haven't noticed, the European Football Championships are taking place at the moment. And after every game, there's always that analysis, isn't there, where the commentators come together and they analyse what went well in the game for a team and what didn't go so well for a team. They look at moves and things like that. But one thing they often say in this analysis is, especially about the winning side, is they played with belief. They had confidence. They owned the situation. These phrases you hear about a team that plays with confidence, that knows what it's aiming for and knows what it needs to do. And in our reading today, we hear two separate stories. And we hear one where there was not a lot of belief, where in fact there was unbelief. And we hear another about Jesus where there was belief. And we can see the amazing things that could happen when there was belief. First part of the story is Jesus at home in Nazareth. And we read, when the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. But that familiarity, if you like, bred contempt. Where did this man get these things, they asked. What's the wisdom that has been given him? What are these remarkable miracles he is performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and brother of James, Joseph, Judas and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us? And they took offence at him. They didn't believe that Jesus could be from God, could be part of God, could be the son, the Messiah of God that Israel had long waited for. And Jesus said this, a prophet is not without honour except in his own town, among his relatives and in his own home. He could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few people who were ill and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. So that lack of faith limited what Jesus could do. And then we come to the second part. Jesus sends out the 12. So Jesus calls the 12 to him, and he began to send them out two by two and gave them the authority over impure spirits. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. He sent them out, but he didn't want them to rely on things that you might normally rely on. If you were going out somewhere, I would always take my credit card with me. You never know when, even if you don't intend to spend money, you might need to spend it. You make sure that you've got petrol in your car or whatever else, enough charge these days in your car, you prepare for things. You take all the things that you need. But actually, Jesus was deliberately challenging the disciples to take nothing with them. He wanted them to fully rely on him. He says, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. So actually rely on the hospitality of others. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, leave that place and shake up the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. And what happened? Well, of course, amazing things did happen. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed with oil many people who were ill and healed them. Because the disciples fully relied on God, because the disciples trusted in God, then amazing things happened in their midst. And so for us as well, there's a lesson that often we rely on other things, don't we? We sometimes have our own view of what we need to do to make the church successful, or our own view of how we need to look after people, our own view and how we need to serve God in this world. And we try and get everything ready, but sometimes God asks us to step out in faith. In fact, a number of people this weekend are stepping out in faith. People we know, people who've been part of our church family, Sam Lockhead, Olivia Haynes, nay Ashton, who've stood up for ordination this weekend. People who are stepping out in faith, who saying, yes, I am going to fully rely on God and I'm going to serve God in a leadership role in his church. And we pray for them and we pray that God will be with them. They are learning to fully rely on God. We too need to think in our lives about how we need to cast aside some of our insecurities and rely on God's power, on God's love and God's strengths to do the things that he wants us to do. And one way we can do that is, of course, by giving thanks to God, remembering the times that he has been with us in the past, remembering the blessings that he's poured out in our lives, hearing testimony from other people so we can understand the great things that God has done in their lives as well. And then we can have confidence that God is someone we can rely on for whatever is to come in our lives and for whatever is to come in our ministry. So let's be like the football team that's got belief. Belief in God, that trusts in God, that knows that God can do great things through those who have faith in him. Amen.